As for the allegations of rape and molestation against Julian Assange, they stem from encounters in Stockholm this summer. He says they were consensual. The two women involved say otherwise. Reuters investigative reporter Mark Hosenball has been trying to piece together what happened. And Mark, some of this has come out in reports that were given by the women to police. They describe separate encounters with Julian Assange at a seminar in Stockholm. Were these encounters, as you understand them, things that started out consensually and then took a different turn?
That's exactly the way I understand things. One of these women was a press officer for his tour of Sweden and was hosting him at her apartment. One thing turned to another, and they ended up, as it were, in bed and had consensual sex, as I understand it, with him using a condom. But then at some point, the condom broke. This became a point of contention later on. Another woman is a woman who allegedly essentially stalked him, became fascinated by watching him on television, hooked up with him a few days after the first encounter, took him to her apartment, had sex with him with a condom consensually, but then allegedly he had sex with her the next morning, perhaps while she was still asleep, if that's believable, without a condom, leading her to become very concerned later on that he should be tested for sexually transmitted diseases. She tried to get hold of him, but he had turned off his phone because he was paranoid that people were tracking him through his phone. She eventually got in touch with the first woman who she had not known previously. They compared notes, and they ended up trying to track him down ferociously because they wanted him to have medical tests.
The women did eventually go to the police. Did they press charges? Did they go and say, this man, Julian Assange, raped me?
No, as I understand it, they just sort of told their stories to police and didn't want him to be prosecuted. However, the prosecutor on duty on a Friday night, is a kind of weekend prosecutor, decided that the facts were too condemnatory to ignore. So the prosecutor on duty on Friday night issued a warrant for his arrest on rape and molestation charges. The next morning, a second prosecutor, higher-ranking prosecutor, took a look at the police reports and said, no, I'm not sure that there's a case here, particularly on the rape charge. So they withdrew the warrant for his arrest, dropped the rape charge. It looked like the whole case was just going to disappear, but then the two women hired a very experienced lawyer in Stockholm who said, I don't think these charges should be dropped. I'm going to take this to an even higher prosecutor. So he took it to one of the highest prosecutors in the land of Sweden. And she not only sustained the molestation charge, but reopened a rape case. And that's the case on which the Swedish authorities obtained this warrant for his extradition.
Mark, do you know how rape laws in Sweden compare, say, with rape laws on the books here in the United States?
As I understand it, there are three different grades of crime labeled as rape. The crime that he was charged with, this was the lowest grade of rape, in other words, third-degree rape, I guess we would call it in the United States, which would carry a prison sentence if convicted of up to 4 years, or you know, less than that if it was a lesser conviction. From what I gather, what was read out in court today during the extradition hearing in London, there was no mention of the word rape. There were just various issues of sexual coercion and molestation. So again, it's not entirely clear to me what the current state of play is legally, but clearly, you know, not only did the Swedish get a warrant for his arrest, but the British authorities executed that warrant and decided to deny him in bail. So he's now in custody and has to await a hearing by British authorities as to whether he should be returned to Sweden.
I have seen this quote from one of the women who told a Swedish newspaper that Julian Assange is a man who has a twisted attitude to women and a problem with taking no for an answer.
I've seen those very same quotes.
Well, Mark Hosenball, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Mark Hosenball, an investigative reporter with Reuters.